The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union in Vergennes. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustace Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustace family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Alphond Rink here in Waterville, Maine, it is Middlebury Panthers Hockey. And this evening, the Panthers taking on the Colby Mules for the second time this season, earlier this season. In fact, the season opener for both teams. Middlebury came away with a 4-0 victory over the Mules. And that, of course, was at Middlebury on opening day. My name is Brent Luthner, and we welcome you here to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Please pardon my voice, as 'tis the season for throats to be scratchy around these times. But Middlebury comes in with a record of 4-6-4, and Colby comes in with a record of 5-6-4. LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Now, the Panthers come into this riding a little bit of a rough patch as of late. They're winless in their last five, having lost three in a row. Not for any lack of effort. This is their last two games at Norwich was a 5-3 loss, and really the story of that game was the special teams. Uncharacteristically, Middlebury was found shorthanded five times in that game. Norwich scored on three of them, plus a shorthanded goal as well for the Cadets. And helped Norwich get the 5-3 victory. Otherwise, it might have been a completely different hockey game if the penalty total had stayed low. And then against Plattsburgh this past Friday night, Plattsburgh comes in, gets a 3-0 victory to go to 12-2-1 on the season. But again, not for lack of effort for Middlebury. Special teams gets them a little bit of trouble, giving up another power play goal. But really, it was the play of Brady Rouleau stopping all 24 shots that he faced, some of them in difficult quarters, to give Plattsburgh the victory, a 3-0 win at Kenyon Arena. And so Middlebury now looking for a bounce-back game here this evening against the Colby squad. As we said earlier this season, they had defeated 4-0 on opening day. In that game, goals by Terry Gogan, Vinny Gisanti, Jake Charles, and Spencer Cage. And Evan Newgold had three assists in that game to pace the Middlebury Panthers to the 4-0 win. Stephen Klein was in net and got his first shutout of the season that night. He's got two on the season overall. And we'll have Stephen Klein back in the net this evening for the Panthers coming up here against the Colby Mules. We'll take a timeout when we come back. No interview, but I did have a chance to catch up with Coach Neil Sinclair, get his thoughts on how the last couple games went, what they got to do tonight. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Della Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Alphon Rink as we're getting set for the Middlebury Panthers and the Colby Mules here from Waterville, Maine on the campus of Colby College. Brent Luther here on the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. And really, in talking to Coach Neil Sinclair earlier this evening, he was very confident, very positive about the way the last two games went. Yes, they were both losses, but in both games he thought his team played very well and had very good chances to win the games. Obviously, the special teams, and we touched on it earlier, the special teams played a big role in the game against Norwich, and Plattsburgh just had their goalie turn in a stellar goaltending performance. And so the big thing that he is stressing to his players tonight is not to give up on the process. Keep believing in the process, because the process will get the victories and will eventually bring this team to where they want to be for this season and beyond. And so that's the key here tonight. Other than staying out of the penalty box, it's believe in the process. And it'll be one of the big things to look at tonight. Part of the process is the goaltending, and for the fourth straight game, we'll see Stephen Klein in net. Now, he's gotten a loss in each of the last three games that he has started. We have not seen Liam Moorfield Yee since he got the tie against Wesleyan back on January 9th. So it's a fourth straight start for Stephen Klein. And it'll be interesting to see how, as he's starting to get more of the workload, how he pulls through it. Of course, Middlebury has had several days off, their last game being a week ago tonight, when they took on Plattsburgh at home. So there's been plenty of rest time for the team since then. At the opposite end, Emerson Verrier, well, he's played every single game for the Colby Mules, and he'll get the start again this evening for Colby. And when you look at the numbers within the conference, Stephen Klein still putting up stellar numbers in conference. He's 3-1-1, a goals against average of 1.76, and a save percentage of 941. That's in conference. And so for Neil Sinclair, he's seen it. You know, Stephen Klein has been playing well, especially within the conference, and he's going to go right back to him. In the meantime, Emerson Verrier in conference, he's got a 3-5-2 mark, which matches what Colby has on the season, of course. A 2.67 goals against average and a save percentage of 917 within the conference. And so it's a case of, on one team, a true established season-long number one going up against a man in Stephen Klein who has established himself now as the primary goaltender, or at least in the last four games. We'll see how it goes going into tomorrow's game, of course, at Bowdoin, which will be a 4 o'clock start. Right here on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. So believing in the process is also continuing that forecheck that they've been doing so well during the course of this season. Forecheck hard, get after the loose pucks. Try to stay out of the penalty box as best you can, but get after those turnovers, get after the pucks in the zone, and create the counterattacks down low and make it difficult for the opponent, especially to come out of the zone. And that's going to be big for the Middlebury Panthers to see if they can set up that forecheck, see if they can set up that aggressiveness that has worked so well for them to this point this season. We bring that up because when the Panthers score the first goal, they've done it 10 times. They're 3-3-4. On the other end, when the Mules have allowed the first goal, they're 1-6-2. In fact, undefeated is Colby when they score the first goal. 4 wins and 2 ties when they score the first goal of the game. So it's going to be big, getting that forecheck going early and often to try to get the points across the board for Middlebury. They got the 4-0 win earlier this season at Kenyon Arena. We'll see if they can do it again tonight here at Alfond Rink. When we come back, we'll look over the starting lineups, go over some last-minute stats and tidbits over the course of this game, and set you up also for the night in NESCAC hockey. There's 5 games going on in NESCAC, this and 4 others. Everybody involved in the conference playing each other this evening. You're tuned in to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're back here at Alfond Rink. Brent Luthner here on the LaVerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Middlebury and Colby getting set to start here in about 9 minutes from now here at Alfond Rink. There are 4 other games going on in the NESCAC this evening. They all start at 7 o'clock. Williams, as is usually the case when Middlebury is at one, Williams is at the other. Williams is down the road about 40 minutes from here. They're visiting Bowdoin tonight. Wesleyan is at Connecticut College. Trinity is at Tufts. And Amherst and Hamilton getting it squared away. They're only playing once this weekend. The two teams met earlier this season. In fact, their season openers in Hamilton, or I should say in Central New York there, earlier in the season. So they're only playing each other tonight. They're not going to do the return bout tomorrow, as is usually the case here in the NESCAC. But that's everybody getting it started at 7 o'clock. So those are the games we will be keeping an eye on, especially at the second intermission. The referees have just taken to the ice, which means the teams will be heading out onto the surface any moment. Colby will enter right below us from our broadcast vantage point. as both teams' benches are in front of us, the Colby bench and the Middlebury bench. The penalty boxes are across the way along with the scorer's table. Middlebury, they're all set at the door to our right, far end of the rink. Coming out under the Colby White Mules banner as they're getting ready to come out and defend the goal to our right, and Colby will defend the goal to our left. Some interesting things to note. Both teams have been involved in a lot of overtimes this season. 9 combined, to be exact. Middlebury's been in 5. They lost their last one. They tied the other 4. The last one, of course, against Trinity. As you hear in the background, the Colby Mules have hit the ice for the start of this game, and Middlebury Panthers now have just taken to the ice as well, as both teams get ready for the start of this game. Colby, in the overtime department, has played 4 of them. They've tied all 4. So when they go to overtime, it usually ends as such in a stalemate, but we'll see if that changes in any way, shape, or form this evening. NESCAC records, Middlebury come in 3-1-4 in the NESCAC, and the Colby Mules come in with a record of 3-5-2 in the league overall. Middlebury at 4-6-4, and Colby at 5-6-4. The starters for Middlebury first, Stephen Klein, the sophomore from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, number 31. The defensemen are number 22, Spencer Cage, a freshman from Fishers, Indiana, and Terry Gogan, a senior from Western Massachusetts. The forwards, Zach Haggerty, a senior from Stowe, Vermont, Max Greenwald, a senior from Potomac, Maryland, and Jake Charles, a senior from West Vancouver, British Columbia, from left to right on the forward line there. For Colby, their starters, in goal, Emerson Verrier, number 1, a sophomore from Cornwall, Ontario. The defense, Andrew Rice, number 6, sophomore from Burlington, Ontario. And Jeff Sullivan, a junior from Topfield, Massachusetts. Jeff Sullivan, number 7, one of the captains on the team. The forwards, Cam McDonald, number 14, a sophomore from Westford, Massachusetts. Nick O'Connor, number 22, a freshman from Canton, Massachusetts. And Devin Albert, number 8, a sophomore from Reading, Massachusetts. Those are the starting 6 for the Colby Mules coming into this one. Both teams are getting introduced now to the crowd. That wraps up our pregame show. The LeBert Insurance pregame show sponsored by LeBert Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. When we come back, we'll have the opening face-off between the Middlebury Panthers and the Colby Mules here from Alphond Rink. You are tuned in to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiberay Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desiberay on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And that concludes the national anthems. We are set to go here between Millbury and Colby from Alfond Rink. Overall numbers for the starting goaltenders. First in the goal to our right, Stephen Klein. Overall, a record of 3-5-1, a goals against average of 2.65. Save percentage is 9.13. On the Colby end, Emerson Ferrier's played every single game. 5-6-4 on the season. A goals against average of 2.55. Save percentage of 9.17. We are just about set for face-off here at Alfond Rink. Middlebury in their road navy jerseys, trimmed in whites, with the big block M on the jersey. They're going from right to left. Colby with the Canadians, the Montreal Canadiens-like logo, the C with the M in the middle. C almost representing a horseshoe as well. They're going from left to right, white jerseys trimmed in blue and silver. Pardon me in advance for the coughing. I will be doing that on a few occasions tonight. Colby wins the draw. We are underway here at Alfond. And a dump into the zone quickly. A shot across the Millbury cage is blocked aside. And the Panthers look to set up behind. Couldn't do so, however. Good forecheck by number 8, Devin Albert. Puck to the point, not out. Jeff Sullivan, one of the two captains. Number 7 sends it wide. Rebound down low. Cam McDonald tried to stuff it out in front. Couldn't do so. Middlebury still having trouble getting out of the zone, finally do to center ice, but Colby in possession once again, not for long. Taken away, Jake Charles. Charles moves in, shooting, save barrier, rebound, loose side of the net. And now behind, the tie up there by Zach Haggerty, number 33. He's knocked off the puck, tried to get a stick back, coming away with this one. Jack Burton, number 12, one of the leading defensive scorers in the NESCAC. That's a pass on up ahead. Centering opportunity by E.J. Rosseo is blocked off, and he takes another shot. That's high and wide. Now, far side boards, Michael Rudolph, number 27. He gets past the attempt of his block, and the Panthers come away 2-on-2 the other way. Long shot wide of the net by Ron Fisher, number 14. He dumps it in down low again. Line change on partial one for the Panthers. Now, tied up in the corner, Evan Newgold, the Middlebury captain, number 29. It's a two-a-side battle down low before the puck finally squirts free and around the wall, and Colby comes out to center with it. A bouncing puck that Rosseo can't control. Loose in the Panthers zone, and Middlebury comes out with it. Newgold right across the mid-ice logo. Newgold then across the Colby line and out into the far corner, right wing side. A centering pass broken up. Colby trying to get out, and they just clear it to center. Newgold shuffle boards it back. We've played 2 minutes here in the first period. A long shot waffle boarded aside. No score. Two shots to none, both that tally in favor of the Panthers. Away is Kamil Tkachuk, number 38. He turns it over to Brendan McGovern, number 39. Puck down low, grabbed by Colin Riley, number 17. Goes around the wall. The puck does get out to center ice. Middlebury in control again. However, a bouncing puck over the stick of David Belushi, number 42. Sends him going back, and he puts a thunderous hit on down low. That put on number 23, Phil Klutrinos. Dump into the Colby zone. Line change for the Panthers. 17-21, first period. We are scoreless. Neutral zone, a dump back in. Everybody touches up, so no offside. Verrier sets it up behind the net, sends it around the wall on the far side boards. Stepping up to take a shot, Terry Gogan, number 44. That shot's blocked, and sending it out, Tyler Lingle, number 11. Ahead for a wrister by Jonathan Sadow, number 20. That's gloved by Klein, and he holds on. 3 minutes gone by in the first, no score. Three shots taken so far, 2-1 favoring the Panthers. And a face-off to come to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, Colby has possession. To the point for Andrew Rice's shot that goes wide. Rebound controlled by the Panthers and just sent it to the Colby's own line change. Mules back on it. Sullivan. Backhand attempt is blocked down, moved in by Charles. Jake Charles' shot goes wide of the net, goes back after his own rebound. Now on the far side corner, right wing boards for the Panthers. To the point, Gogan hurries one, it hits a leg in front. And now Colby trying to get out. Good poke check by Max Greenwald, number 20. Goes in on the forward check. Tries to stuff one out in front, that hits the side of the net. And coming away with it is Sullivan. Sullivan, and then further up the boards by Albert. Moving into the zone quickly, Cam McDonald, number 14. He centers one across, nobody home. Coming away, Andrew Neary, number 5, gets it to the red line before it's dumped back into the zone by Burt. Middlebury and Colby scoreless, 15:58 to go in the first. A bouncing puck in front that just goes behind the net eventually on a shot attempt. Now, pass out to the point, miss the mark, and it'll go all the way down to Verrier. Verrier comes out to play it, left wing boards. That's the far side. Mario Beneke, number 18, sends it into the zone. Colby gets a partial change on as well. This one out to the neutral zone. Hustling back to prevent any problems was number 4, Alex Walsh. Middlebury dumps back into the zone. And now the Mules will set things up. Walsh gives back to his defense partner, Dan DuPont, number 5. Actually, a couple touch passes. Away goes Roseo, but he only gets as far as the blue line. Quickly moving the other way, Zach Weir, number 12. Gives a pass on the right wing side. Onside, a wrister. Save made Verrier, and he holds on. That shot taken by Travis Stevens, number 9. 15-10 to go in the first. We are still scoreless. Tomorrow afternoon, the Panthers take on the Bowdoin Polar Bears. In Bowdoin, in Brunswick, Maine, at 4 p.m. pregame show at 3:30, right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Face off out to center ice, and now the Panthers back on it, moving in to Santi. Santi's shot is gloved down by Verrier, and he holds on. 14:57 now left to go. And suddenly, the Colby side says they got 4 shots on goal. There may be a correction coming shortly. In the zone, face-off won by the Panthers. Gogan from the point, that shot blocked down by Sullivan. Rebound up and out to center. Sent back into the zone by Spencer Cage. Ferrier comes out to play it. Tries the boards, it's up and out to center. In the skates of Doherty, but he controls. And across the Panther line, then turns it over. Skating away is Gogan. It's a 3-on-2. Terry Gogan in, left wing circle, shooting and just missed. Rebound Cage, he'll dump it down low. Walsh behind the net for Colby, plays it up and around the boards. On it is Doherty. Kevin Doherty dumps in, but he didn't gain the red line. And so icing against the Mules, face-off all the way back down into Colby end. 14:21 to go in the first. We're still scoreless. Face-off to the right of Emerson Verrier. Paul Falvey, number 43, to take the draw against Kevin Doherty. And Doherty just got the boot from the circle. So in will come Jonathan Sadow. Sadow wins the draw back. Going on to it now is DuPont. Sends around, and this will get up and out to center. Skating ahead, Walsh. Walsh walks by Fishman into the corner far side. Fishman pokes the puck off of Walsh's stick and flips it out to center ice. Back for it now, Sedow. Gives to Walsh, trying to chip in the first time, successful on the second. Going back for his Fishman. Sends it around a wall, but a centering pass. And here goes Neary. Sent all the way down, no icing, as the first one down was number 37, Mark McClellan. McClellan doing battle down low, sends around the wall. First one on it, though, is Burton. Jack Burton turned it over. Here's Newgold. Newgold shooting. That's blocked off into the corner. Another opportunity. Verrier makes the save and rebound up to the point, but not out. Fishman keeps the send down low. Falvey. Falvey, left right wing circle for Newgold. Newgold cross ice on it. Is Belushi shot, save made, rebound deflected wide. Behind the net now, Fishman. Fishman, set it out front, score! Fishman put it out in front, not sure if it deflected off a mule or not, but with 13-11 to go in the first, the Panthers strike first, it's 1-0. We'll catch the particulars in a moment, but it was, again, a good job on the back check, the send down in, and then the forecheck. And so the Panthers draw first blood. So Middlebury up 1-0. And the send into the zone. Middlebury trying to get pressure on again. Newgold shooting, deflected up into the netting. Went to the rafters, and we get a stoppage of play. Panthers buzzing here, 1-0 with the lead. 12:58 to go in the first. We'll find out now. Fishman gets the goal. Fishman from Newgold to 6:49, a lone goal there, making it 1-0. Now in the Middlebury zone, there's a weak dump in. It's stick to side, and eventually it's going to be called for offside. And the faceoff comes up and out of the zone. So Fishman gets the goal for Ron Fishman, his second of the season from Newgold, makes this 1-0. Puck out to center ice, Gogan in a stick battle and winning the stick battle against Beneke. Sends into the zone. This one comes up and eventually works its way out to center. Puck bunted around a little bit before finally Middlebury controls Spencer Cage. Cross ice, oh nice hit. Travis Stevens has got knocked down by Jack Burton with a good solid check there. Now near corner, Panthers in their own end coming out to center. Back for it though is Sullivan to break up a rush. Middlebury though keeping the fight forward. Dumped into the zone. Hard pass around the wall, eventually corralled by Kevin Daugherty. Flipped up and out to center. Fishman back for it. Gives on a cross for Neary. Andrew Neary. Back for Fishman. He peels, goes back into his own end. 11:32, first period. Panthers lead 1-0. Nice job to chip into the zone and prevent an offside. That by McGovern. Centering pass out in front off the forecheck. Knocked out a little bit. Eventually, a shuffleboard attempt from the point, and now Middlebury retreats. Fishman around the wall for McGovern. McGovern keeps an eye on things before finally starting to bring it out to center ice. Dumped into the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. Colby trying to come out of his zone. Good forecheck though. Nice block by Falvey. Couldn't control though. Colby gets it back. Center ice, and that's as far as they get again. Dump into the zone this time by number 6, Jimmy McKee. Puck goes around, hops over the stick of Weir, goes all the way down. Weir back for it now. Weir checked off by Sedow, who gains control of the puck near corner to our right. Try to put one around the wall. However, first one there is Belush. Sends it up and out of the zone. Delayed offside. Everybody on Colby touches up. Middlebury gains the neutral zone. and tries to dump in for a line change. 10-21, first period, 1-0 Panthers with the lead, courtesy of Ron Fishman's second goal of the season. Puck dumped into the zone. First one back is Paul Falvey. Filberry trying to defend here. Loose puck near boards. Michael Decker, number two, sends it behind the net, picking it up is Weir. Zach Weir behind the net, and then leaves it off where Belouche tries to come out with it. Colby now putting on a forecheck. Turnover. Here's Albert in the zone. Hit the post. Rang the iron right short side. Nearly made this a 1-1 game. Puck down to Colby's zone. Skating with this one is Jack Burton. Neutral zone. Dumped right back in by Middlebury. 9:34 to go here in the opening period. 1-0 Panthers with the lead over to Colby Mules. This is flipped up and out to center ice. Delayed offside, and now the whistle will be blown on the touch. And we get a whistle. 9:24 to go in the first period. 5-2 in favor of the Panthers. They have the only goal of the contest. Ron Fishman, second of the season, from New Gold at 6:49. Neutral zone face-off to the, from our vantage point to the right, from their vantage point to the left of the penalty box and scorer's table. Nice outlet pass off the face-off. In is Jasanti. Jasanti shies wide of the net. Now Jasanti gets it back in the corner. Eventually a back pass by Newgold misses the mark. Then falling to the ice was Gogan. That creates this Colby opportunity, albeit brief, before Spencer Cage picks up the puck. Now with it, Newgold, center ice. Secondary help from Cage. Cage in across the line. His shot wide of the mark. Rebound down low. Jasanti sends behind the net. Line change on for the Panthers. 8:42, first period. 6-2 now in favor of Middlebury. They have the 1-0 lead. Waiting behind his own net is Dan DuPont. Comes out the left side with a pass, eventually onto the stick of Kevin Daugherty. Daugherty center ice in a dump it. Back for it and sending it behind his own cage, McKee. Check that, that's Andrew Neary, number five. Now it's a two-side scrum back there before Neary comes back for the puck. He'll skate away with this. Neutral zone, red line, and a dump in by Neary. Verrier sets it up behind the net, burying his way in to try to get a steal, however, was Najar. Puck out to center ice, and here comes Colby into the Panthers zone. Moving around is number 24, Kevin Daugherty. Center one, it's deflected. Eventually, Quattrino's back to the point. His shot blocked into the corner and now behind the net. Stepping up to this one, Colin Riley, number 17. Back to the point, a wrister is blocked down. Here goes Fishman the other way. 1-on-3. Fishman, this is an onside play. Fishman still with it. Shooting. That's high and wide. Rebound, Corral, and the Mules come out to center. Backhand, pump into his own by Frankville, I believe that was. Yes, it is. Kai Frankville, number 29. Klein holds it with 7:25 to go in the first. 1-0 Panthers. Big game for both of these teams in NESCAC play. Middlebury sits in fourth place right now. There's a gaggle of teams right behind them looking to jump into that number four spot. Off the draw, here come the Panthers to the zone. Belouche gives a cross-ice pass to the stick of Charles, who couldn't quite control. And that allows Colby to come out to center. Scott Fenwick dumps it into the zone. Belouche sends it around the wall here. Now the Panthers come the other way. Center ice, a bouncing puck eventually grabbed by Charles. Second effort by Weir. He'll dump it into the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. 6:48 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Middlebury with the lead. Behind the net, waiting for things, is DuPont. And DuPont comes out the right side this time. Center ice and barely into the Middlebury zone before Travis Stevens takes it. Center ice, and eventually the Panthers have it again. Chip into the zone by Stevens, and he'll go chase. First one on it, though, is Burton. Burton gets checked by Stevens. He returns the favor. Loose in the corner, and eventually up far board, center ice, before the Panthers dump back in. 6:09 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Panthers. Ron Fishman's second goal of the season. The lone tally thus far. No icing on this long dump in. Back behind the net, collecting it, is Najark. The skate out by Najark. Center ice and out across the Colby line. Two Colby players chop it off the stick, though. It's getting the other way is Michael Rudolph. That's chopped off his stick as well. Center ice, and now Colby retreats. It's Jeff Sullivan. Sullivan gives out off to Beneke. Beneke sends in for the zone. Behind the net, puck comes around the boards. First by Neary, second by Fishman. However, Colby keeps possession. A jam attempt out in front. And now we get a whistle for the hand pass, I believe is the call. We get a face-off in the Middlebury zone. 5:26 to go in the first period. 1-0 Panthers. We are all set to go. Face-off to the right, to the left of Stephen Klein. One by the Mules. Sent into the zone by DuPont. That's as far as it doesn't get that far, though. And this one chipped up it all the way out to the goalie zone. First one on it is Haggerty. Centers went out in front of a big crowd in there. Verrier down for a second, but now he gets back up. And Colby goes in the other direction. Long shot, same A. Klein, and he holds on with 5:04 to go in the first period. Still 1-0, Middlebury. Face off to the right of Klein. Won by Colby, but comes out too far. It's all the way back towards the Colby end. Neutral zone, and now here go the Panthers. Skating ahead is Kachuk. Kachuk centers went out front. Verrier just waffle-boarded it away. And eventually out to center ice. Zach Weir tried to clear it back into the zone. Instead, it sends it into the Colby bench. And we get a whistle. Give you an idea of our broadcast vantage point. This rink does seat 1,750 fans. It is an older building with wood seating. And we are about five rows away from the ice surface, but behind plenty of glass. So might take an accomplishment to get a puck up here, though. I'll ask some of the team managers to my right after the period of pucks do fly here on occasion. In the meantime, it's a corner battle in the Middlebury zone coming out of a face-off. Eventually, Sullivan's got the point. His shot easy, save from Klein, and he holds on with 4:20 to go in the first. Shots are a little more even now, 7-6 in favor of Middlebury. Face-off again to the left of Stephen Klein. This one won by Middlebury. Puck's now tied up behind the net. Gogan and Cage trying to work it free. Actually, puck does get the point. Colby's got it, though. Sent down low by DuPont around the net. And first one on it is Sadow. Jonathan Sadow goes back behind the net. Wanted to send a hard pass to the point that almost caught DuPont by surprise, but he controls and keeps it down low. Now another board battle, far corner this time. Loose puck eventually working its way up and out into the neutral zone. Back for Walsh. He dumps into the zone, line change on for the Mules. Now with it, Gogan. Gogan, snap pass is cut off. Back into the zone here by Albert. His centering pass is blocked and sent all the way down. This will be an ice. And we'll get a whistle and a face-off. 3:21 to go in the first. 1-0. Middlebury with the lead. The lone goal, Ron Fishman, second of the season from Evan Newgold at 6:49. Face-off to the right now, Stephen Klein. Last few face-offs in this game have been in the Middlebury zone. Colby has won the draw. Back to the point, Albert. His shot shrugged off by Klein, and he holds on again. A little pushing and shoving, but nothing major afterwards. And so a whistle with 3:14 to go here in first. Some students have filed in. They're taking up the seating behind the goal. as well as along the sides. A lot of the fans here are down in the Middlebury end, which could get fun for some razzing, if you will, of the goaltender. Middlebury off the draw and scrum eventually have it and skating away with Fishman. His long shot's going to be sticked up in out of play by Verrier, and another whistle with 2:57 to go in the period. Coach Neil Sinclair coming into this one, trying to get his troops back on track. His overall Middlebury record is still rather good. 26-11-6 now in what is his second season behind the bench. Of course, the first in his second tenure, if you will. Sent into the zone, into the Colby zone, before sending it right back out as Rice. Back on to Fishman, peels away from trouble. Ron Fishman goes back to Neary. Andrew Neary up ahead for Newgold. Evan Newgold couldn't skate through and eventually picked up and controlled by Travis Stevens. Back for Neary. Near side wall where a hit was put on right in the spot where you can't really see. It was Newgold that got bowled over. Puck around the wall, controlled by Rudolph. He gets hit hard though and down to the ice he goes. But still, puck possessed by Colby in the corner. Far side. 2 minutes to go in the opening period. 1-0. Middlebury at the lead. Shot for the point. Blocked off. Decker retreats at center. Goes cross ice. Where Rice sends it back in. Fishman back for it. Andrew Neary collects his glove. Fishman sends it up the far boards. Tipped into the zone by Haggerty. Colby regains possession of puck, however, dumped in. Here's Haggerty. Haggerty shooting at a glove save made by Verrier with 1:35 to go in the first period. Verrier holds on, and the score remains 1-0 Middlebury. We'll recap the first period and have the NHL scoreboard at our first intermission here from Alphon Rink. Off the draw, this is one by the Panthers and sent out to center ice. Back on it, trying to skate ahead where he turns it over though, moving in the other direction is Riley. Colin Riley spins into the near corner, chasing it down Daugherty. Back out to the point for a drive by Burton. It's blocked by a couple sets of legs. Burton regroups at center ice. Sullivan back to Burton, who goes across the mid-ice logo and leaves a pass when he gains the blue line as we're inside of a minute to go in a period. Sullivan at the right point sends down into the corner. A stuff opportunity by Tyler Lingle is knocked aside. Still they're battling for it. It's a rugby scrum down low before we finally get a whistle. A couple of players pushing and shoving afterwards, but no goal with 47.3 seconds to go here in the first period. Face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, Tkachuk thought he had it and eventually lost it, though. A shot from the right-wing circle by McDonald just missed. Now in the corner, far side is Albert. Devin Albert trying to work it out. Delayed penalty call. It's going to be against Middlebury. Holding is the call with 31.3 seconds to go. First power play of the game goes to Colby. Into the box is Spencer Cage. So power play here for Colby. We'll give you numbers on that in a bit. This is sent all the way down. Puck around the wall, and now Colby coming out with 15 to go in the period. Moving into the zone, trying to set it up as O'Connor. Decker at the right point. Sullivan, left wing circle shot is up off the glass with 5 to go in the period. Sullivan at the point. Decker trying to put one out in front, same made by Klein. As the buzzer goes, ending the first period of play. We will have carryover power play time of a minute 28 in a period that saw Colby get 10 shots on goal to Middlebury's 9. But the one goal in the period belongs to Ron Fishman, assisted by Evan Newgold at 6:49, gives the Panthers a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. Dillon Motorsports.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Our score after 20 minutes of play, the Middlebury Panthers 1 and the Colby Mules 0 here at Alfond Rink. Brett Luthner here with the first intermission. Only one goal to go over. It came at the 6:49 mark. Ron Fishman and Evan Newgold doing some work down low. Fishman would be the beneficiary of it all. The send down low, Falvey. Falvey, left right wing circle for Newgold. Newgold cross ice on it. Is Belusha shot, same made, rebound deflected wide. Behind the net now, Fishman. Fishman, set it up front, score! Fishman put it out in front. Not sure if it deflected off a mule or not, but with 13:11 to go in the first, the Panthers strike first. It's 1-0. For Ron Fishman, his second goal of the season. The lone assist going to Newgold, and it comes at 6:49. And that's where we stand after 20 minutes of play. 1-0 Middlebury with the lead. Shots on goal in the first period for Colby 10 and for Middlebury 9. When we come back on this first intermission report, the NHL scoreboard, because there's a lot of games going on, one that was supposed to but didn't, but a lot of games are going to be going on in the NHL tonight. We'll go over that when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Here at Alphonse Rink, 20 minutes in the books. It's 1-0 Middlebury with the lead on Colby. The NHL scoreboard update sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. One game postponed tonight. Anaheim was supposed to be at Washington, but with this pesky little winter storm that's going through the Mid-Atlantic and, you know, parts of the Northeast, they decided the better part would be just to cancel that one. So Anaheim and Washington has been postponed. Two games are going on right now. Detroit and Buffalo are tied about 4 minutes to go in the first period there in Buffalo. Peter Mrazek and Robin Leonard, the goalies in that game. Rangers are at Carolina. That is 1-0 Rangers. Ryan McDonough, lone goal scorer. That's got about 4 minutes to go in the first as well. Henrik Lundqvist and Eddie Lack, the goalies in that matchup. Just about to get underway. The Chicago Blackhawks at the Florida Panthers. It's a 7:30 start. The New York Islanders are visiting the Ottawa Senators. So how about that? Two New York teams are out of town during this whole thing. That's a 7:30 start. And St. Louis is at Colorado. That is a 9 p.m. face-off for those two teams in Colorado. That is the NHL scoreboard update. It's sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Second period action when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union, Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Alphon Rink, second period about to get started. Middlebury leads 1-0. There is a minute 28 of carryover power play time. That to the penalty to Spencer Cage near the end of the first period. Panthers in their blue jerseys, trimmed in white, will be going from left to right now. The Colby Mules in the white jerseys, trimmed in blue and silver, going from right to left. Both teams set. We are set to go here in the second. By the way, Colby comes in ranked 26th in Division 3 on the power play at a 20.3 clip. And Middlebury's penalty kill taking a hit in the last couple of games, especially in that game against Norwich. They're at 81.9. They're tied for 42nd in all Division 3. Colby's got in the zone. One-timer hit the post by Albert. So, not even 30 seconds in, we got more iron in the diet for the Mules. Sent all the way down, retreating for this one is Decker. Sent up and out to center ice, into the zone. With it is O'Connor, and then flips one on goal that Klein holds on to. We get a whistle, 19:17 to go in the second. 46 seconds left to go in the power play. Still 1-0 Middlebury, I should say. Face-off, one by Colby, and they're controlling again. Back out to the point, and sent in down low by Walsh. Everything on the far boards right now. Walsh at that right point. Steps one towards goal that's knocked down and out to center ice. Back for it now is Burton. Burton tries the near boards. McDonald touches it. Beneke, there's a 12-1 shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. Rudolph on that last shot. 18:51 now to go in the second. 20 seconds on the man advantage. And Middlebury is still with the 1-0 lead. face off to Stephen Klein's left. Draw won by Rossell. Back to the point. Eventually Sullivan. Left point Albert. He crosses with Sullivan. Right wing circle for a centering pass that bounces around. Still loose. Still loose. Right wing circle. What a save by Klein. Left wing circle. Excellent opportunity by Devin Albert, but Klein got the left pad on it. Checking the right pad on it. And now out to center ice. Power play is over. In the zone. That's a wrist to save. Ready, real score! Brilliant save at one end. Brendan McGovern buries it at the other. With 18:20 to go in the second, the Panthers lead 2-0. It all started about 15 seconds ago when Stephen Klein made an outstanding save off a left wing circle shot by Devin Albert. Quickly, Middlebury moved out of his zone. The initial shot by McGovern was stopped, but they jumped on his own rebound and put it home. Time and a goal, 1:40. And McGovern has given the Panthers a 2-0 lead. Middlebury in possession of the puck. We told you the number. This one is going to be gloved down and held on by Verrier with 18:03 to go. We told you the numbers. Middlebury scores first at 3-3-4. When Colby allows the first goal, they're 1-6-2. Face off in the Colby zone. Cage the lone assist at 1:40. For McGovern, it's his fourth goal of the season. Back into the Middlebury zone now. It's Zach Weir. Weir goes behind his own net, flushed by Lingle. Lingle still with the check on, so Weir goes back, gets some help from Jimmy McKee. Puck comes up the wall, eventually knocked around a little bit, and out to center. 2-0 Panthers, 17:27 to go in the second period. Little pass up and out of zone. Here's Lingle into the Middlebury zone. He drops a pass off for a shot that easily gloved by Klein. Stick. He got the stick on it and it popped up in the air and Klein just snapped the glove out. With 17:19 to go here in the second, 2-0 Middlebury. Face off. Won by Colby. A stuff attempt out front. Klein made the save. Rebound loose behind. And eventually corralled by Colby again. Behind the net it goes, around the wall hard. Sullivan sends down low. And Colby looks to set things up. 3 minutes gone by in the second. 2-0 Panthers. Puck chopped around a little bit. Middlebury eventually comes out with it. Charles gains the red line and dumps in wide of the net. First one down there is Decker. Checking at Sullivan. Loose puck around the wall near side. Fishman pinches in to pick it up. Trying to center one out front. Eventually it's worked into the corner. Haggerty. Haggerty. His centering pass is cut off. Out to center ice. That's as far as it gets. Kachuk back on it. Cross ice now for Neary. A little flip in there and a change by Haggerty. Full change on for the Panthers. Long pass misses everybody, but no icing as Middlebury trying to make a play on it. Terry Gogan, he makes a play up the wall near side. Puck out to center. As far as it gets, though, turning it over and moving it back in is O'Connor. Dumped into the zone by McDonald. 15:56 to go, second period. 2-0 Panthers. Retreating, Jasanti gives the cage, but he turns it over. No, he doesn't. Good job by Stevens to get out of the loose puck. Travis Stevens into the zone. Stevens around the Colby cage and sends it down low on a cycle that couldn't be controlled quite easily, but eventually is by Jasanti. Left wing circle, Weir steps in, shot, save, Verrier, and he holds on. We get the whistle. 15:31 to go in the second period, 2-0 Panthers. Folks, we want to remind you, you can skate with the Panthers Sunday, January 30th, after the Tufts game at 4 p.m. Bring your skates to the arena. And after the 4 p.m. game, you can lace up your skates and skate with the Middlebury Panthers at Sunday at 4 p.m. when the Panthers takes on the Tufts Jumbos at Kenyon Arena. Off the draw, neutral zone, and eventually into the Middlebury zone. We're back behind the net for it. Sends around the wall now, comes back towards him. Without a stick is Belush. He's got to play soccer with this. Loose out in front. A centering pass, and it's deflected up and over the net. Now skating on to this one is Belush. Stick in hand again. Belush up and into the wooden rafters here, and we get a whistle. With 14:57 to go in the second, 2-0 Panthers. Face-off will be in the Middlebury zone, yes, to the right of Stephen Klein. Face-off won by Sadow. Now a shot from a sharp angle, shrugged off by Klein, rebound loose. Eventually controlled by Fishman. Fishman up the wall, but not out of the zone. Eventually up and out by McKee. McKee in across the line. This shot shrugged off by Verrier. Rebounded to the near corner. And now eventually a puck works its way in front of the Middlebury bench where the Mules come out the center, and that's as far as they get. Foul being turned, sends across ice. Nobody home. Back into the Panthers zone. Chasing it down is Andrew Neary. Neary. And she gives on off. Help was there from Falvey. Chipped into the zone by Haggerty. He's in on a forecheck. Verrier sends it around the wall. First one there, Beneke. Quickly back into the Mule zone, however. Walsh back for it. Second effort coming in. Now Newgold gets the puck. Evan Newgold goes behind the Mule cage. Back to the point, Gauguin. Terry Gauguin shot, gloved down by Rosseo, but Gauguin sends it into the corner on a second effort. Still loose down low. Forces me to stand and get a view of that action. Eventually, trying to get onto this is Jake Charles. Gauguin. Far side wall, Gauguin, almost at the point, and he dumps it down low. Cage. Further behind the net. Possession here for Middlebury. 13:23 to go in the second. 2-0 Panthers. Colby finally gets possession to come out to center. Long pass all the way into the Middlebury zone. It'll be an icing against Colby. And we'll get a face-off all the way into the Mule zone. 13:15 to go in the second. 2-0 Panthers. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m., Middlebury takes on the Bowdoin Polar Bears from Brunswick, Maine. Pre-game show 3:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Excuse me for that. Face-off won by the Panthers. A turnaround shot by Najar. Eventually got a point as it was blocked and out the center. Now moving on to Rosseo. To Rosseo in across the line. He throws one towards goal. It's going to be gloved and held on to by Stephen Klein. With 13:01 to go in the second period, 2-0 Panthers. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. This one, good win there by McGovern. Tie up behind the net, though. Colby gets possession of the puck. Burn with a shot and a glove save made by Klein, and he holds on with 12:51 to go here in the second period. Falvey in the circle. Wins this draw. Ahead goes McKee. McKee center ice and dumps into the zone. Haggerty the first one there, but Verrier did manage to whip the puck around the wall out to center. Into the zone. First one on it is Albert. Albert near corner. Dumps down low. However, that's chopped out by Fishman. Fishman and McKee doing battle behind the net along with McDonald. Cam McDonald big hit along the wall. Nick O'Connor was the one involved there. Back out to the point, and eventually a pass off the skater Rice, and it comes out to center. Middlebury on a quick dump back in. Nice long pass for the chip in. And a line change on for some of the Panthers. 12 minutes now, second period, as this puck hits the rafters. 12 minutes to go here in the second period. 2-0 Middlebury with the lead. Rod Fishman, second of the season in the first, and Brendan McGovern's fourth of the season early here in the second, the two goals. Off the draw, Spencer Cage sends down low. New goal, but a whistle behind the play. Interference is the call. And it might be the Captain New Goal going to the box. That is the case. Time and a penalty, 8:05. So new goal for interference gives Colby their second power play. They're 0-for-1. It's Burton. High point now to the right point. So with it is Daugherty. Burton at the left point. He's got it again. Cross ice Daugherty. Right wing corner for McDonald. McDonald, sharp angle shot, shrugged off by Klein. Burton, left point, wide, fires, wide of the net. McDonald, the rebound. Beneke set up in front. McDonald goes behind the net. Rudolph also back there. Rudolph trying to get to the loose puck. Loose around the wall, and eventually up and out. No, not out of the zone. And a whistle. We have a high sticking penalty coming up. And it's going to go against Daugherty, so that'll negate the rest of the power play. Time of that penalty, 8:46. So, get a face-off in the Colby zone. We'll play four aside for a minute 19. Jake Charles to take the draw. Now against Arceo. Charles wins it. He's got the puck on the far side boards. Checked there by DuPont. Around the net, the puck comes. Eventually worked out to the point. Fishman tried to keep it, does. Ron Fishman, high slot for a Charles shot that's blocked out in front. Odd man rush for the Mules the other way. Two on one. O'Connor looking. Nice play to smother it out. Was near easy. Slid to take out any angle. Excellent play by Andrew Neary, who's now got the puck. Red line and a dump it. 10:36 to go in the second. 2-0 Panthers. Here's Rosseo. E.J. Rosseo trying to skate out ahead with it. Doing it himself right now. Gets to the blue line of the Panthers. That's as far as he gets before Haggerty's got it. Haggerty gives a pass off. Where? He tried to tee one up. Couldn't do so. Now Colby the other way. 18 to go, 4-on-4. 10:11 to go in the second. Brief power play about to come as Evan Newgold's ready to step out on the ice. Here's Weir. Zach Weir with it. Midway through the second now, 2-0 Panthers. Long outlet, breakaway opportunity, sit out, and score! Just as the penalty to Evan Newgold expired, Jonathan Sidow on a breakaway, moved in and put it top glove side on Klein. With 9:54 to go in the second, it's now 2-1. For Sidow, it's his second goal of the season. And we'll wait for assists, but big goal for the Mules. They cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. Still Panther power play. New goal, shooting, save made, barrier. Rebound loose. Eventually back to the point, Fishman. Fishman winds. No, it's New goal, left wing circle. He lost control of it, though, and sent all the way down. 20 to go on to man advantage. 9:31 and counting, second period, 2-1 Panthers. Center ice, and that's sent back in. Fishman going behind. This will kill off the rest of the power play. Now loose in front, a shot saved by Clyde, doesn't know where it is. And eventually holds on. Today, it's today from Fenwick. At 10:06, a short ended goal. Sadao's second goal of the season. I've been saying Sadao before. I apologize. It's Sadao. Well, that cuts the lead in half. It's now 2-1, and everybody's back to playing five-a-side. Gogan up the wall out to center. The dump in delayed offside will now be waved down. With it is Gogan. Terry Gogan, red line, and then it gains the Colt. Excuse me, Colby blue line. Shot on goal, pad save Verrier. Behind the net, puck works its way around. And eventually behind the net again. Loose it out to center. Spencer Cage back for it. Gives a pass on off from McGovern. Touches it ahead, Tkachuk. His shot blocked. Stepping ahead is McClellan. 37, 38, 39 all out there. And 44. Spencer Cage's got the lowest number right now of the Panthers at 22. But he's waiting for it at the left point as this puck battle is down low in the far corner. Still, they tie up. Alex Walsh and Andrew Rice are in there trying to dig away at it. It's now a 3-on-3 rugby scrum. And finally, we get a whistle with 8:04 to go in the second period. Jonathan Sedan's second goal of the season from Fenwick at 10:06 has cut the lead to 2-1 for Middlebury. Face-off will come to the right of Emerson Verrier. Salvi to take the draw against O'Connor, and O'Connor wins it. Around the wall, it's a bouncer out to center. Moving in O'Connor, a shot that's backhanded wide. Rebound in the corner. O'Connor doing a lot of work here, but eventually lost it to Salvi. Loose puck comes up the wall. Shuffleboard attempt by Najar, can't get it out of his zone. Weir tries to win the puck, and eventually this does come out to center. Burton on it for Colby, sends him to the zone. Going in after it, eventually working its way up as Najar. Haggerty up the wall, try to step around, no penalty call. Nor should there have been one given, as it was a good defensive play, and both players lost balance. 7:14 to go in the second. 2-1 Panthers. Up the wall, Albert, he'll send it into the Panther zone. Behind Klein's cage. Still loose back there. Puck around the wall, Riley steps up for his shot. Stick aside by Klein. Bouncing puck comes up and out of the zone. Kept in and dumped down low. Balush sends it around the wall. Haggerty tries to send it out of his zone. Couldn't clear though. Shrugged down by Falvey. Grabbed by Rosseo. Rosseo with it. Back out to the point. Holding. Sullivan. Now down the left wing, the right wing corner, I should say Rosseo. Back to the point again. Cross ice dump in by Decker. 6:27 to go. It is now neutral zone. Sullivan again. Delayed offside on the dump in. It's now good as everybody touches up. Deep in the Panther zone, it's Weir with it. Weir. Puck tied up on the side of the net. Turnaround shot for Stale is knocked aside. And the Panthers regather the puck and send out the center. Decker with it again. Decker across the line. Cross ice. A wrist to score! Scott Fenwick, wrist shot from the left wing circle. Beats Clyde under the pad. With 6:01 to go in the second, the game's tied at 2. And so, this game is even. Now we're waiting. There's some kind of a pause here. special. We have one of the officials got cut, and they're cleaning him up. So that's the only reason why some blood on the finger of one of the officials, and on a whistle hand too. So we have this little delay. But Fenwick, his second of the season, has tied this thing at two. Not the first time the Middlebury has lost a two-goal lead this season. Earlier this season at Hamilton, they had a 2-0 lead, and that was after one period, and gave three in the second. Against Bowdoin, they had a 4-1 lead in that game and surrendered it. So again, not the first time the Middlebury's been down this road. Now I'm back in the zone. Down goes Verrier in front. And we get a whistle. Tecker, the lone assist. At 13:59, Fenwick second in the season. And they're just saying crease violation, I guess, and the faceoff comes out the center. So as we look back at previous games, Middlebury has had a lead of two goals or more on four occasions this season, and they've surrendered a lead now in three of them. But again, it's all about trusting the process, and that's been the big thing. They do trust the process, and so they know that they have these little spells, they can regroup and get going again. This play onside. Eventually up and into the ceiling. This guy did get up that high, and we get a whistle with 5:28 to go in the second. First one at Bowdoin, or the home to Bowdoin, I should say. It was a 4-1 game and eventually led to a 4-4 tie. Hamilton, they were up 2-0, down 3-2. They came back to tie that game at 3. That was the game of that Liam Moorfield, he was standing on his head that night. They beat Amherst 2-0. And then this one here, two-goal lead, has gone by the wayside. As we are now tied up at 2. So they added another one against Wesleyan and tied that game at 3. So it's the fifth time. Milbury's got it in the zone. A shot that goes wide of the net. Rebound corralled. Doherty up and out to center. But again, it's what Coach Sinclair had said to me earlier tonight. It's just trusting in the process, believing the process. Milbury's trying to get back to that. Dumped into the Colby zone. After it is Rice. Rice gets onto it, checked off the puck, and here's what we're talking about, that process. Middlebury trying to get the forecheck going. However, big old collision, but still Middlebury with it. Centering pass out front for a rising shot by McKee that goes off the glass. Fishman at the right point. Sends down low. A little bit of a different D-pair combination right now. He got a little tangled up here. Gogan now steps on at the point. That shot blocked. The rebound. Skogan out there with Cage, his usual D partner. Everything back to normal. McKee, left one corner. Steps out to the circle. His shot goes wide. Hits a stick that was down the ice. The stick belonged to Rice. He picks it back up. Up, not out of the zone. Good keep by Cage. cage up the left wing boards, far corner. Sends it now for Najjar. 3:30 to go in the second period, tied at 2. Newgold around. Newgold, good checking job put on there by O'Connor. Still the Panthers with it. Gogan at the point, sends down low and around. Newgold steps around the net. First one there is Sullivan. Sullivan trying to gather it, sent back down low. Rice on it, ties up with Haggerty. They still dig away, trying to get a whistle in any way possible. This one sent up and all the way down, and it's going to go just wide of cage. Icing is the call. 2:55 to go, and some tired mules are out there right now in a 2-2 game. So there is a positive to take out of surrendering their two-goal lead, is that Middlebury on the season hasn't lost when they've done so. Now, timeout being called by Colby. So Colby calls time here. Give their players a rest. They were out there for a long time. Middlebury's been known for coming up with big plays. In all sorts of games. The game at Connecticut College, getting the tying goal late in the third period with the goaltender pulled. The game at Tufts, scoring 3 goals in the third period to come back from a 2-goal deficit and win that game. The Hamilton game had a very, very shaky second, but rebounded and got the job done in the third. Complete effort at Amherst, so this team has the capability. They just continue to have trust in the system. Off the draw, back at the point, sent in down low and around. Ferrier down to the ice is Cage, and he's shaking up. He gets up and comes off. Still in the mule zone. Puck works its way around the wall and eventually comes out. And here goes Rosseo. Rosseo shooting, it's up and over. Rosseo's got it back. Give to Burton. Rosseo sets up the front. Burton's shot goes wide. Now on it. Around the net it comes. Middlebury Neary. Neary trying to get it up and out of his zone. He can't. It's a big old bottle up. Centering pass out in front. Knocked down. Kicked up to the point. Good diving keep in the zone by Michael Decker. Eventually sent up and out of his zone. Dump in by Stevens. Line change on for the Panthers. Sent into the zone. Good hit put on by Neary, but the pass is still made. Eventually at the point, Walsh with it. Walsh snaps one towards goal. It's wide of the cage. 1:42 to go in the second period. Tied at 2. Away with this one is Charles. Across the line. Pad save made. The rebound loose in front. And a whistle. And I'm not sure who they're calling. Matching minors, I guess. Walsh. Nope, help. Well, it's going to be 4-a-side. Time of the penalty is 18:25. We'll find out what they are in a minute. But Walsh and Tisanti are in the box. In the meantime, puck is in the Middlebury zone. Albert, cross ice Sullivan, shot, that's wide. Rebound gathered and dumped in down low. Behind the net now, trying to pick this one up is Burton. Burton trying to work his way out in front, couldn't quite do so. Centering pass is blocked off. Still 4-4 hockey here. It's Charles. Charles in. Shot deflected off the glass. Charles will get it down in the left wing circle. And then a pass deflected out the center. Now in the zone. So 2 minutes for a high sticking on both Walsh and Jasanti. Now, 26 to go in the period. Here's a feather pass up ahead for Cage. Cage moving in! Save it! And the net comes off its moorings. Spencer Cage trying to get off on a breakaway. Verrier waited for it, made the save. With 21.4 seconds to go in the period, we're still tied at 2. And they're going to give a penalty on this one to DuPont. Time of the penalty, 19:38. It'll be 4-on-3. So face off with 21.4 seconds to go, 4-on-3 hockey. Big draw here and getting kicked out of the circle is Riley. Sullivan steps in to take the draw and wins it to the corner. Tripping on DuPont. This will get cleared up and all the way down. Last chance possibly for Middlebury with 5 to go in the period. It's Fishman across the line. Wide fires. Glove save Verrier and he holds on with 8/10 of a second to go in the period. Looks like we'll get some carryover power play time. Stephen Klein will be pulled for an extra attacker. 8/10 of a second to go. Off the draw, just smothered, and that's the way the second period will come to an end, and some pushing and shoving to go on after it. A couple of players talking it over, and now eventually everybody will head to their benches. Not before Walsh and Jasanti tap shin guards to... There's still some talking going on. Finally, everybody separates and goes to their locker rooms. 3 goals scored in that second period. McGovern at 140 for the Panthers. Sedeo, 10-06, shorthanded for the Mules. Fenwick for the Mules at 13:59. Shots on goal in the second period, 12-9 in favor of Colby, 22-18 after 2. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap the second period scoring. 2-2 is our score, Middlebury and Colby. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Alphon, two periods in the books. 2-2 is our score between Middlebury and Colby. Second period got started real quickly. Right after a Middlebury penalty kill, Brendan McGovern got going in the other direction, and just a minute 40 into the second period, he would double lead for the Panthers. Still loose. Right wing circle. What a save by Klein. Left wing circle. Excellent opportunity by Devin Albert, but Klein got the left pad on it. Checking the right pad on it. And now out to center ice. Power play is over. In the zone. That's a wrist to save. Ready, real score! Brilliant save at one end. Brendan McGovern buries it at the other. With 18:20 to go in the second, the Panthers lead 2-0. For McGovern, his fourth of the season. Spencer Cage credited with the lone assist. They came at 1:40. Made it 2-0 Panthers. But at the 10:06 mark, Colby would get one back just as Evan Newgold's penalty was expiring. Johnson Sadeo found a little bit of an opening. The long alley-oop pass hit, and Sadeo would draw Colby to within one. Brief power play about to come as Evan Newgold's ready to step out on the ice. Here's Weir. Zach Weir with it. Midway through the second now, 2-0 Panthers. Long outlet breakaway opportunity. Sit out and score! Just as the penalty to Evan Newgold expired, Jonathan Sidow on a breakaway moved in and put it top glove side on Klein. With 9:54 to go in the second, it's now 2-1. As I've been mispronouncing it the whole time, Sidow gets the goal. His second of the season from Fenwick at 10:06. And then at the 13:59 mark, the Mules with some hard work and counterattack in the other direction would equalize the game at 2 through the efforts of one Scott Fenwick. Deep in the Panther zone, it's Weir with Weir. Puck tied up on the side of the net. Turnaround shot for Stale is knocked aside. And the Panthers regather the puck and send out the center. Decker with it again. Decker across the line, cross ice. Arista score! Scott Fenwick, wrist shot from the left wing circle, beats Clyde under the pad with 6:01 to go in the second. The game's tied at 2. Fenwick's second goal of the season from Decker at 13:59 levels the score at 2 after the second period of play. When we come back, we'll give you the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter, ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Alfond, where it's 2-2 after 40 minutes of play between Middlebury and Colby. And now we get to look at the rest of the NESCAC. The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Four other games going on. After the second period of play, Wesleyan has a 3-1 lead over Connecticut College, that game in New London. At last check we had Hamilton has a 2-0 lead on Amherst, and we're going to try to update that a little bit. Hamilton and Amherst were facing off. Last check we had 2-0 after one period of play. Second intermission, still 2-0 Hamilton leading Amherst. That's after 40 minutes of play. Trinity with a 3-1 lead on Tufts, just down the road, in Malden, Massachusetts, I suspect. That's also at the end of the second period. And another game at the end of the second, Bowdoin's got a 1-0 lead on Williams down the road in Brunswick, Maine. They're all games at the end of the second period. NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. 2-2 after 2. We'll be back for the third. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Third period just underway now. 15 seconds gone by. Panthers in the zone, tied at 2 on the power play. Shot blocked down in front and cleared out the center. Still power play for another minute 12. It's now 5-on-4. Cage fakes the shot. Now Newgold's shot. Patted aside by Verrier. And rebound slugged all the way down. Colby on the season, killing it off rather well. And they're shorthanded right now, looking to get one here. By the way, that was Colby's first shorthanded goal of the season when Sedano scored it behind the Middlebury cage. Fishman now in the far corner, tied up. Still tied up. 46 for 53 are the penalty kills for Colby. 86.8, and tied for 18th in the country. Decker on it, 30 to go on the power play. Middlebury, 3 for 25, scoring them, that's 12%. It's tied for 63rd. Skating up and out with this one. Trying to at least, as Belushin sent right back in. 8 seconds on the man advantage. Back for it, Stevens. Further behind the net, Weir. And now here come the Panthers. Power play is over. Everybody's back at full strength. Offside is the call with 18:15 to go here in the third. Colby. We're looking at here. Colby is Both teams are 0-2. 0-2 the dump in by... Couldn't see that for a second. That was Gogan. Bouncing puck eventually out to center ice. And sent into the zone. Moving out with this O'Reilly. It's a 2-on-1. Nice centering pass out front. Same man, Klein. Rebound loose and the net comes off. A 2-on-1. Klein goes into the splits to make the save. .17:54 to go in the third. We're still tied at 2. Because Colby Pointer knocked the net off. It's a neutral zone faceoff. In the zone go the Panthers off the draw. Good job getting back Michael Decker to win possession of puck. It's sent all the way down. And they're saying Gogan could have played it, so no icing. Cage lets it go around the wall. This one comes out to center and into the Colby zone. Going after is Najjar. He gets bumped in the corner near side. Puck around the wall and eventually Colby trying out the center. Decker, check it. Daugherty's got it. Sends into the zone. Fishman back for it. They give to Neary in the near corner to our right. Middlebury in the third period here. He goes from right to left. As we get a whistle with the puck going out of play. Colby in the white jerseys going from left to right. When both teams are tied after two periods of play, it's something the Panthers want to reverse. 0-2 in the two games where they were tied after two. Colby 1-0-3 when tied after two. So we'll see what gives. Out in front, a centering pass is blocked off by McKee. Now another opportunity for a centering pass. It actually deflected a point. Wash goes cross ice for a wrist shot. The wrist pass more like it. That's just wide. Out to center, swatted back into the zone. Quickly, Middlebury gets it back out and dumps it in. A bouncing puck wider, Verrier's cage. Comes around to the point near his shot. Blockered to the glass by Verrier. Rebound behind. Eventually gathered by Charles. Charles tries to go to the point, but that was bottled up by Fenwick. Scott Fenwick's game tying goal is this thing at 2-2. 16:21 to go in the third. Here's Fenwick. Tried to get in the red, didn't. And they'll go down for an icing. Fenwick did not gain the red line. And so the faceoff will go all the way into the Colby zone with 16:14 to go in the third. Faceoffs were decisively in Colby's favor after two, having won 30 out of 46. Sent all the way down, another icing will be the call, and another faceoff all the way into the Colby end. But Colby's been winning faceoffs like crazy here today. .16:04 to go in the third. Tied at two. This one won by Middlebury from the point. A shot by Belush goes wide. Rebound gathered by Weir. Tries to send down low and say comes back out to Newgold at center ice. Sends one in from center right on goal. And Verrier is going to hold on and get a whistle with 15:51 to go in the third of a 2-2 game. Face-off to the left of Emerson Verrier, won by Middlebury. Panthers need to start winning some draws here in the third if they want to pull ahead. Get possession of that puck. It's one of the staples in the style of offense and style of play all around. A shot goes wide of the net. That taken by Tkachuk. Neutral zone play, and McGovern trying to send back in. Still has it. He's in on a mini breakaway. Nice play. A bouncer might have been poked off the stick by Verrier, but a dangerous opportunity by the boards. Now they dig away at it down low. Here's Tkachuk. Tkachuk to the point, a wrister that goes off an ankle. Getting the worst of that one was Rasail, but he's back up. Check it out, Rasail. Talbot. Still Middlebury in the zone. A shot towards goal. Save it, Rowe. Nice pad save. McGovern through a screen. And a reflex save made by Verrier. Dump in blocked. 14:43, third period. Tied at two. Sent all the way down. Another icing against Colby. And we're starting to see Middlebury assert their will here in the third period. They've had the lion's share of the possession thus far. Falvey to take the draw against Rosseo. Falvey wins it to the point. Wrister deflected. Score! Andrew Neary wristed it on goal. Was deflected in front. With 14:34 to go in the third, the Panthers regain the lead 3-2. A total change of direction. We'll see if it's Neary's or if anybody else poked it home. But either way, this one's on goal and saved by Klein. A huge goal for the Panthers as they regain the lead. Verrier was going from post to post to stop that shot. And his momentum just carried him too far and he couldn't stop the deflection. Now shot pad save made by Klein. Rebound loose in the near side corner and out to center. So now we're seeing Colby's answer back. Cross ice pass dumped into the zone. No icing. Neary trying to win it. Eventually comes out to center. New goal chases Burton. Neutral zone play and dumped in icing against Middlebury with 13:58 to go in the third. Fighting through still. As are the Panthers, they lead 3-2. Off the draw, face-off blocker down, a shot from the point. Klein blocker down. Haggerty gets the goal. From Neary and Fishman. Here's a 2-on-1. Neary shooting, save made. Rebound loose. It's Gisanti. Behind the net, Stevens. Travis Stevens around. Set down low. We're trying to set it down low to McGovern. Couldn't quite do so. So Haggerty was able to really stuff it home to make it 3-2. We'll give you the details in a moment. Riley the other way. Riley checked off nicely by Fishman. And now the puck comes up and out. Panthers have it. Scrambly play here. Eventually a shot blocked off into the corner. Side of the net. Loose. Nope. Perry's got it under him and he holds on. .12:52 to go in the third. Haggerty's fourth from Neary and Fishman at .526 has made it 3-2. Panthers. And this will be Falvey for the face-off. It looks like it'll be against Sedeo. Nope, Sedeo out. In comes Fenwick. In the corner now. And Colby's got possession off the draw. Here's Sedeo. Sent into the zone. First one back, Weir. Gives it to check it. That is Charles. Charles up and all the way down. This will be an icing with 12:32 to go in the third period. 3-2 Panthers. fans, don't forget, you can skate with the Panthers Sunday afternoon, January 30th at 4 p.m. after the game against the Tufts Jumbos at Kenyon Arena. Bring your skates to Kenyon and post-game, lace them up and skate with the Panthers. That's Sunday, January 30th at 4 p.m. when the Panthers take on the Tufts Jumbos, presented by Friends of Middlebury Hockey. Neutral zone and now in. Here come the Colby Mules. Albert pass is rejected by Gogan back out, eventually all the way to the Colby zone. Dumped back in. Everybody's onside, no icing. Near side boards, picked up by Walsh. Walsh sends down low. McDonald tries to help out. Still they scrap along, eventually coming onto the stick of Haggerty. Gets it out to center. And then dumped right back in. 11:45 to go in the third period. 3-2 Panthers. Zach Haggerty right now is the go-ahead goal. Long pass intended for Haggerty. He's broken up, but Haggerty does a good job back-checking. Neutral zone play, Walsh. Gives a cross-ice pass for DuPont. Or neutral zone before it's sent all the way deflected on goal. Initially off the stick of Spencer Cage. A bouncing puck in the zone off the forecheck. Newgold comes in to help out and gains possession. Turnaround shot whistles wide. Rebound Neary. Neary couldn't quite get the puck where he wanted to go. He's bouncing on him. Neary will try again. Gets it back into the Colby zone. Tkachuk in on the forecheck. Puck comes out to center. Here's a two-on-two. Big drive goes off the glass. Rebound, a turnaround shot. Now Colby's starting to throw some pucks at the net. Here's Najar the other way. Najar's shot, that's wide of the cage. Rebound, trying to go in after it, is McGovern. They still do battle. Still tie up eventually. Puck works free to Decker. Decker around the wall. Eventually not out. It is a good keep there by the Panthers. And it gets a couple players off on a change. With it now, Decker. Michael Decker, cross-ice pass, missed the mark. It was all the way to the Middlebury zone, but no icing. Neary couldn't quite reach that one. A turnover, centered out in front, broken up by Klein, and this comes out to the neutral zone. Foot race down for it. Chisanti trying to win the battle, does. Turnaround shot, save made, rebound. Save made by Verrier. Two quality saves down low. Now this comes out to center Daugherty. He's onside in the Middlebury zone. Passes across for a sharp angle shot by Riley, and it's gloved down by Klein, and he holds on. 9:54 to go, third period. Business has picked up here a little bit. 3-2 Panthers. Face-off will be in the Panther zone to the left of Stephen Klein. See if we can give you some other scores while we're going at it. Trinity is up on Tufts 3-2. Midway through the third, Bowden still up on Williams 1-0 late in the third. Hamilton still up on Amherst 2-0 in the third now. Lots of exciting play going on. Wesleyan up 4-1 on Connecticut College set. Middlebury in the zone, a sharp angle shot catches glass, and it gets sent up and out the center. Puck kicked around a little bit. Sadeo, he gets tripped up trying to come through. And the Mules have to regroup. Sullivan. Cross ice. Decker. And a whistle. No whistle. I should say we play on. Full change on for Colby. In the zone. Shot by Rosseo is gobbled up by Klein. And we get a whistle with 9:13 to go in the third. As I said, Wesleyan up 4-1 on Connecticut College in the third of that game. That pretty much goes around, letting you know everybody in an SCAC. Off the draw, big win for Middlebury, comes out the center, quickly going the other way, Najar. Najar, sharp angle shot, might have caught the post, or might have caught Ferrier's glove. It did hit the post. I'll take assistance anywhere I can get it. Puck comes around the wall, Walsh, McDonald comes up and out to center. We've got a few posts in this game. Centering pass across that Klein couldn't get a hold of. And eventually up and out to center. Albert back for it. 8.5 to go in the third. 3-2 Panthers. Albert behind the net. Eventually gives it off to the left side. And the Mules will try to break out the center and eventually do into the Middlebury zone. Neary around the wall all the way down. No icing. Verrier comes out to play it. Leaves for Decker. Cross ice. Here's the dump in. Tie up and eventually moving into the zone is Rudolph. He's knocked off his feet by Stevens. Good check along the far boards there. Down in the near corner to our right. Pass comes out to the point. Gathering it is Burton. Tie up now right by the player entrance from Middlebury. Far corner to our right. Puck to the point to Pod. His shot, that goes whistling wide. Rebound, Burton. Burton sends down low. 7:27 to go, third period. Stuff attempt, Klein shuts the door, and then everybody gathers afterwards for a little meeting of the minds with 7:25 to go in the third period. 3-2 Middlebury. Tomorrow afternoon, we go down to Brunswick, Maine, where the Bowdoin Polar Bears play host to these Middlebury Panthers. LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show will get things started at 3:30. Face off at 4 p.m. live from Brunswick right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Face off to Stephen Klein's right. E.J. Rosseo and Evan Newgold. Both wear C's on their jerseys. Newgold wins the draw back. Fishman tries to go around, a tie-up near corner now. Still a scrap for it, to his side, and a couple other players watching. Colby wins possession. O'Connor's shot goes up and over. Rebound Sullivan at the left point. Tries the far sideboard, Rosseo. Down low in front, save made by Klein, a quick one-timer. Down low in that scrum afterwards, Chisanti got it unsportsmanlike. 12:35. So power play number three, I believe it is, for Colby. They're 0 for 2, I should say. Here's one up and out the center. Apparently in all the jawing away as the neutral zone play continues and eventually dumped all the way down. Chisanti did something that was deep. Not necessary by the officials. Now moving up the left side with it is McDonald. Cam McDonald dumps it into the zone. Erie puts the hit on down low. McDonald in the left wing corner. Back to Daugherty at left point. McDonald left wing circle now. Daugherty again. Cross ice right point. Daugherty left point. Cycling around of the Mules but still no shots. Now we get one that save made by Klein off the blast from Beneke, and it's sent all the way down. 16 to go on the power play. Moving ahead with this one, flushed out first, but eventually getting ahead, Daugherty into the Panthers zone. Cage slaps it up and all the way down. 2-1, power play over. Colby 0-3 with the man advantage. They're stumped into the Middlebury zone. Back for it, Gogan. Gives back for Cage. Cage behind the net. Tries to send it around. Cross ice pass to Haggerty. Haggerty across the Mules line. Haggerty behind the net. Still with it and leaves it off for Tkachuk. Tkachuk couldn't control. Puck chopped off his stick. 5 minutes to go in the third period. 3-2 Panthers. Now skating out with this one, Walsh, onside across the Middlebury line. His shot deflected up and out of play, goes over the netting and everything. And one of the fans will have a souvenir there with 4:50 to go in the third period. Face off, deep in the zone. Off the draw, Middlebury's got possession. Stepping ahead with this one. Moving into the zone and going down behind the net for his efforts was McClellan. Eventually, Colby's got it. They'll come out of their own end with 4.5 to go. Center ice. Weir tried to chop it out of his zone. Instead, it's blocked right back into the zone. Daugherty behind the Middlebury cage. A centering pass out in front is blocked off and gets sent all the way down. No icing on this one. 4:13 to go, third period. 3-2 Panthers. Center ice with this one. And slugged into the zone by Fishman. Trying to step up on this is Tkachuk, not yet, been able to get down low. Glove down by Riley. Retreating back further in his own end. 3:49, third period. Shots at 31-26 in favor of Colby. But they trail on the scoreboard. 3-2. Turnover in the zone. To the point, Spencer Cage winds, fires, blocked off. Chance for Colby to come the other way. Albert. Albert shooting. Same A. Klein, and he holds on. And then afterwards, some pushing and shoving between Cage and Albert. 3:30 to go, third period. 3-2, Middlebury. Face off. Stephen Klein adjusts equipment. Face off to Klein's left. New goal. Big win on the draw. Klein's just going to cover up and we'll do it again. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. New gold. And O'Connor to do it. Off the draw, Middlebury in possession. This will be flipped up and out to center. Back for it, Walsh. Walsh has to go behind his own net from the pressure from Newgold. Up the wall and out to center. Gogan had it hop off a stick, 2-on-2 the other way. Shot blocked off. His cage came back and made the play. Newgold trying to go behind the net. Instead, it'll be Charles going back there. Turnover down low. Klein just shut the door on the post again. And we get a whistle. With 2:58 to go in the third period, 3-2 Middlebury. Fine game being played here this evening at Alphonse. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. We're back at it again tomorrow, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock faceoff down in Brunswick. The Panthers take on Bowden and a face-off violation on that. Both guys will get kicked out of the circle. We got two new people in there. Rudolph will take the draw against Najjar. Najjar wins it clean. The Fishman in the corner. The Fishman gets upended. Shot from the point, blocked down, and Najjar sends it up and out. Najjar skates in after it. He's in the Colby zone. Najjar still with the puck and dumps it down low. On a cycle, it's Falvey for Stevens. Travis Stevens with it. Stevens still trying to go back for Falvey. Center pass, save made Ferrier. Brendan McGovern coming down the middle, but Ferrier was ready for it. With 2:27 left to go, still 3-2 Middlebury. Off the face-off. One by Middlebury. A shot deflected wide. Down low, it's McClellan. McClellan tied up. It's now a two-a-side scrum. Coming away with it is McGovern still. Now sent down low by Fishman. Around the net it goes. 120 seconds to go in the third. 3-2 Panthers. nearly shanked that shot, but still onto the stick of McGovern. Behind the net, McClellan with it. Good possession in the zone by Middlebury here. We'll keep an eye on the cage to our left. The puck's down there right now. Verrier stuck for the moment. Delayed penalty call coming up is going into the boards hard. Was McClellan. Check it, McGovern, he got hit hard. Finally, the whistle comes, boarding the call with a minute 30 to go in the third. And that is a huge penalty. Sadeo going to the penalty box. Power play number three for Middlebury. They're 0 for 2. Off the draw. This is one. Sent out. Verrier coming to the bench for an extra attacker. Extra attacker on. Empty net to our left. Coming out with this one, Haggerty. He's across the red line into the zone. Sends one towards goal that's blocked off. Tried to send one back, couldn't do so. Extra attacker on for Colby. As we hit the last minute of the third period, 3-2 Panthers. Moving ahead with this one. Onside Sullivan. Drops a pass off, broken up. Ahead with this. Moving ahead was Haggerty. Haggerty to the empty net. Scores! Zach Haggerty. A power play empty net goal. With 47.7 seconds left, we'll seal it most likely for the Panthers. They lead 4-2. .19-12 time of the goal. Haggerty with his second of the night and fifth of the season. Will ice it. Bowden has beaten Williams 1-0 down the road in Brunswick. That is now a final. Moving into the zone, McDonald. Shot glove. Save made by Clyde, and he holds on with 41.5 seconds to go. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. One by Middlebury and out to center. Again, empty net to our left. No, it's a center ice and dumped in again with 25 to go in the third. Behind the net, one last rush with this Burton. Neutral zone here with 10 seconds to go. Middlebury showed their character, stayed true to the system, believed in the system, and they'll come out of Alphon Arena with a 4-2 victory over the Colby Mules. Zach Haggerty, 2 goals in the third period. One off a deflection that he tucked home to put the Panthers ahead. A second one into an empty net on the power play. And Stephen Klein turns aside 31 of 33 shots. Final score here, 4-2 Panthers with the victory. We'll come back and wrap it all up. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change
is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. Dillon Motorsports.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustace Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridgeport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Alfond Arena, final score 4-2 Middlebury with the victory. The 33-28 advantage in shots all told. For the Panthers. Just two goals in the third period. Both scored by the same person. It started 5:26 in the third. Good zonal pressure by the Panthers set up an Andrew Neary shot, which eventually Zach Haggerty would tuck home for the go-ahead goal. Falvey to take the draw against Rosseo. Falvey wins it to the point. Wrister deflected. Score! Andrew Neary wristed it on goal, was deflected in front. With 14:34 to go in the third, the Panthers regain the lead 3-2. For Zach Haggerty, his fourth goal of the season, Neary and Fishman with the assists at 5:26. It would stay that way for most of that period. Then when Jonathan Sadeo got called for a boarding penalty with the minute 30 to go, Colby still had to pull their goalie, put the extra attacker on just to even out the numbers, but that allowed Zach Haggerty to have the opportunity to put the game on ice. Extra attacker on for Colby as we hit the last minute of the third period, 3-2 Panthers. Moving ahead with this one, onside Sullivan drops a pass off, broken up. Ahead with this, moving ahead was Haggerty. Haggerty to the empty net, scores! Zach Haggerty, a power play empty net goal with 47.7 seconds left, will seal it most likely for the Panthers. They lead 4-2. Zach Haggerty blocked the pass, the shot attempt went off the other direction, beat several mules down and scored the empty net goal. Haggerty's fifth unassisted on the power play at 19-12 wraps up the scoring. Middlebury goes 1-for-3 with the man advantage. Colby goes 0-for-3 with the man advantage. Middlebury did allow a shorthanded goal in this one. Shots on goal in the third period for Colby, 11. It's a game total of 33. For Middlebury, 10, a game total of 28. Three stars in the game and a preview of tomorrow afternoon when we return. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Alphon Arena, the final score, Middlebury wins 4-2 over Colby. And this is the start of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game tonight from the Colby Mules is, as I'm just gathering all my notes on this last bit here, is Scott Fenwick, number 28. A goal and an assist tonight for Fenwick to jump his total of 2 goals and 3 assists on the season. And so Fenwick is the number 3 star of the game. Number 2 star of the game, he made several key saves, several big saves, but in the third, didn't need to really do it all that much. He made one save, but still held the fort, and that is Stephen Kline. 31 saves all told, and some of them of a more spectacular variety. But Stephen Kline, the number 2 star of the game, and the number 1 star, the man who scored 2 goals tonight, Zach Haggerty, getting it done in the big moment. Zach Haggerty gets the number 1 star here this evening. That sets us up for tomorrow afternoon when the Panthers take on the Bowdoin Polar Bears down in Brunswick. Bowdoin defeated Williams 1-0. That game is a final. In fact, everything's a final. So why not? Let's give you another NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farm, shall we? Hamilton beat Amherst 2-0. That's a final. Just went final in Clinton, New York. Connecticut College downed by Wesleyan 5-2. Trinity defeated Tufts 3-2 in Malden. And we just said Bowdoin beat Williams 1-0 in Brunswick. Everything's now a final. And so a big win for Middlebury vaults them to 4-1-4 on the season in the conference, 5-6-4 overall, and keeps them ahead. Amherst loses. Colby, of course, loses this one. And they all fall a game further back in the process. So a big win for Middlebury as Wesleyan got the win. So they... Wesleyan's getting their, they get their first win in conference now, 1-2-6. So just a big win, as we said, by Middlebury. Getting it set up. Middlebury, 5-6-4 overall, 4-1-4 in the conference, going up against Bowdoin tomorrow, who is 3-5-3 in the conference and 6-7-3 now overall. That will be a 3:30 pregame show. LaBerge Insurance pregame show at 3:30. Face-off at 4 p.m. That'll wrap it up here from Alphon. Once again, the final score, Middlebury 4 and Colby Mules 2. Until tomorrow afternoon, I'm Brent Luthner. Thanks to Jim Ty back in the studio doing a great job as always. We will see you from Brunswick tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desibray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.